All right, so we shared with you that Katie was trying to do something that she was asked to do, not even asked to do herself, but just in general, anyone, as a group email saying, can somebody clear out this folder that's online? You know, there's just, we're running out of storage space on the server.
And by the way, like this whole entire thing, just a side note, we're like, server, the cloud, the, right. the space. We're like, I don't, okay. Not our forte, but sure.
Yeah, so, okay. And so Katie said, all right, I'll do it. And so she did it. But in doing so, she accidentally deleted a file that is important to our show that has, I think Matt said, 10,000 codes.
Yep.
For every segment we've done over the last 10 years.
I mean, you know, set details.
You didn't do it on purpose, but it's like crap. And for some reason, the way our system is set up, when you delete it, it doesn't go into a recycle bin. It's gone forever, which is news to us.
Yeah, it sounds like a stellar way to operate.
And if you're newer to the show, we just talked to intern Hugs O'Houlihan, and he's on hold. He did the same thing, although he wasn't asked to do it. He saw a folder he thought we didn't need, and it was all audio. This is actually audio, not just codes. He deleted 16,000 audio segments and clips, and including, you know, from when Katie's kids were born, my kids were born, people, you know, announcing engagements, marriages, divorces, all these huge milestones gone forever. And he's been listening in. Hugs, what do you think about this situation?
Well, Katie, I understand where you're coming from because just like me, it was done with good intention. Mm-hmm. I deleted those files with a good intention because the folder said Murphy in the Morning and it had been 5 years.
Right.
So I was like, who needs this folder? I was like, you know. So I deleted, not knowing there were 16,000 audio files there.
And then we were also on Murphy in the Morning with Katie for like 7 years, yeah, me for five. Yeah. Right.
And also, I don't think, and I'm not, listen, who am I now? Who am I now?
We all make mistakes.
We all do. But did anybody tell you to do that, Hugs, or you just did it because you're like, who the hell needs Murphy in the Morning file? You just did it,
no,
right?
No one told me. Yeah. And at least, Katie, at least you asked. Me? I didn't ask anybody.
No, you're always a rebel. Rogue Hugs is what we called you.
So
we never called you that.
I just got tired of getting the emails, you know, from Drew, because I'm like, okay, clearly no one is doing anything about this because he continues to say to send the emails. But this is my major complaint, and I get it. It was an accident.
Yeah.
I did do it because nobody else was doing it, and so I thought, well, I'll just handle it and, like, whatever. I gave you all the heads up. Nobody came back with anything, so I just deleted it. I do not understand how we have a system where you can just go in. Like, why are we in charge of deleting things if there's no way of getting it back?
That'd have been nice to know. By the way, if you delete this, there's no delete folder.
Like, there's not a recycle bin that they go
that's
in
first?
That's
what you think. Like, that's maybe there for 30 days in case you make a mistake.
Yes, because I didn't purge anything.
Right.
I just highlighted and then hit the delete button. And apparently our system is, well, that's gone forever.
Why have a backup?
Don't even think of looking for that ever again.
Let me ask you, because I'm a little confused about the server. So I don't want to get too technical here. But the control system we use here is called Wide Orbit. Mm-hmm. That has a server of its own with the segments and the audio. So this server, where's the audio from this server? How is the audio getting on that server and why?
You should everything that you do personally should be saved in your own folder.
Matt even has a folder that he saves every show in its entirety. So every week there's 20 hours of audio in just one folder.
But in its own folder.
But I don't know how that's taken up less, but it's all the same server.
I stopped doing that about 12 months ago.
Oh, you did? I didn't know
I stopped doing that 12 months ago because it was taking up so much space and the show is saved in another location.
Yeah.
So it was just doubling the work. So I stopped doing that to try to eliminate some of this clock.
Should I try to call our IT guy?
Yes. Sure. Because I really just think we need a different way. Especially if there's not a way to recover it.
Any audio that we've ever done that I think would be on Wide Orbit.
You think?
Yeah, well, but that's the problem. It's only since we've had Wide Orbit.
So basically, if we delete it off the server, we still have another copy, except one thing, the document.
We don't know what
it's
called.
Yeah, we don't have
documents.
Technically,
it's not. Hey. 99% of everything, if it got deleted, we have it.
No, we do.
Except the document.
Correct. We do have all the, no audio that we need in the future was deleted permanently. It's just this one document with the names of it. And that's a problem.
The names and descriptions. Because our system, and I know Drew's on real quick, but our system can only take a certain number of characters to name something.
Yeah.
So you can't go into a full description of what this audio is in 12 characters.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we kept the description, almost like the key, the code of what all these things mean.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 10,000 codes that are no longer,
roughly.
We can't find.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We do have IT Drew on. Drew, first of all, it's your fault. Second of all, no. But, no, our question is, why is there no folder? Like, if we delete something, there's not like a 30-day trash can or recycle bin that's just, it doesn't warn you, like, this is going to be deleted permanently.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try to explain. There's a, this is what's called a network attached drive. And
you've already lost everybody.
Just say it's not, I guess this is not.
It's a hard drive on the network. And when you are at a computer and delete a file from that, there's no recycle bin. It just deletes.
Isn't that a problem?
Well, no, because technically, Wide Orbit is, it's still, all the stuff is backed up because this is a redundancy because it's in Wide Orbit, except for a document. So really, right. I mean, we do have redundancy with audio. It's just that document.
Well, and that server holds a lot of other things. Like, there's a ton of Excel sheets on there. Mm-hmm. Accounting does a lot of stuff on there. I mean, it's not just audio, even though it's called the audio server.
I just feel like there should be a catch-all where you say,
are you sure?
Yeah, are you sure? But also, I will say that when Drew, because immediately when we realized that it had been deleted, Drew comes in, he goes, well, I mean, did you hit shift delete? And I'm like, what?
I'm not a nerd.
No, you nerd. I don't even know what that
means. Like your dating history, bro.
Like, no, I highlighted and I pressed delete. And he was like, oh. Well, the good news here is then it's not gone forever. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't even know.
So is it not good gone?
I have no idea because now apparently we can't find it.
Is there any way to find this file?
I'm still going to be on a mission to find it, but I was hoping someone had emailed it to somebody because then it would be, you know, stored in the cloud forever.
Like
someone emailed
Drive.
It.
Well, we did find it where it was emailed. Unfortunately, it was 2 years ago.
Uh-huh. Right.
So now we're missing about 2,000 labels.
Uh-huh. And probably the stuff we'd probably more likely need.
Correct. Like we're missing everything with Squid.
Yeah.
Sorry, Squid.
Unfortunately, we recovered the Hugs crap.
Yeah. how ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Yeah. I say this with all humility.
Oh, boy.
I am what some would say a digital hero.
That is, there is nothing humble about
that. I had the file on my desk.
Oh, thank God.
Because Squid didn't do part of his job this week. He forgot. Well, no, a local.
Wait.
Local,
yeah, I've got a computer. What have I done?
A local talent canceled.
Uh-huh.
You have the file.
So then I didn't know until this, like, an hour ago.
Thank God.
I went to my computer and I was looking up a local talent replay just in case we needed it, because local talent didn't show up. It's not really Squid's fault, but didn't show up. And luckily, it's updated. We only don't have, like, 2 days of stuff on there.
Oh, thank
you. So
was it an email?
Really?
So you
No, I had the, I saved it to the desktop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have it for
I
sure.
I have it. And I triple saved it this morning to the desktop
thank
only.
Thank goodness.
Send it to everybody so everybody has a copy just in case your computer catches fire.
I probably might hold it for ransom.
Don't
for
and
a
I'll start. Put it on the server.
I'll put it onto
too.
The Google Drive.
There we go.
There you go.
So that we don't have to worry about the space, and then we'll create a shortcut there.
The good news is that I will absolutely never touch it because you just said Google Drive and I blacked out.
And honestly,
no, it's on the Google.
But that's the whole reason it was not there in the first place. It would have been there a long time ago, but I'm like, they don't like the Google Drive. I can't put it there.
I hate the Google Drive.
Why? Like, all those phone numbers y'all say, we need to save this person's mm-hmm. phone numbers on the Google Drive. None of y'all know where it's at.
So I don't expect, like, a trophy or a plaque.
No, because you're not getting one. Because also, this is another point.
Katie,
I said thank you. A thousand times I just said thank
you. No, on the air.
Along with a bunch of other stuff.
I did.
Not
good.
Oh, he's not humble. He needs other people to hear.
It's everybody else's fault, and I do the most work here.
And then I luckily saved it, and it's not good enough.
Did Matt know just until now that you had this file?
Nope.
No, he didn't. Just found out.
How do you feel, Matt?
Better now.
Yeah.
Would have been great to feel better earlier when I was recreating it myself to schedule something.
So you recreated all 10 years?
No, not all 10 years, but probably the past 3 months. I was making a new one so that I could do something for syndication.
So he just cost you a lot of work for that.
No, I'm not getting blamed for this.
Yeah.
I know, but it would have been nice for you to tell me earlier.
Well, it's better
much
to
more humble to announce it on air.
Yeah, so people can hear how much I'm a digital savior.
This is, I hate everyone on this show.
I'm glad you have it. It would have been nice to know an hour ago before I did this work that I would have had to do.
You've been here while we're on air?
Yes, during commercial breaks. Well, I work while we're on commercial break. I don't text my girlfriend.
Matt, you know what? I'm going to delete it then.
Y'all can create
that's
a new
the
one.
That's the biggest
then.
A-hole thing ever.
Then that has to be
10 years of work.
You didn't say me 10 years of work.
Segment.
I wouldn't have done all that.
You're harder on me than Katie because you're scared of her.
No, I'm not scared of her. I'm giving Katie crap for this, too.
This is serious.
I'm giving Katie crap for this, too.
Your Ozempic is pissing me off.
Dude, relax. All I'm saying is when you found it, you could have said, hey, I found this so you don't have to worry about it.
Man,
I didn't know.
I recreated some of that to do something.
Three months.
I have to during commercials, otherwise I'll be here till 10 o'clock at night.
Well, anyway, we do this all the time. We wait to say the stuff on the air for better reactions.
I am relieved that you have it, and I hate to say this, it's easy to put in your Google Drive, and then everybody can have access to it, and it'll never be deleted.
I don't even know how to access if
your
Google Drive.
It's so easy.
I'll just send it to you, Matt.
Some files you send, some files automatically go in your Google Drive because it's so big.
I don't even know what that is.
I'll put it there.
Okay.
I'll put it there.
The three little dots in your email.
Oh.
On your Gmail, the three little
up
dots.
The top.
Or okay. The six dots
little
in the
triangle.
Corner. Uh-huh. It'll be a little, you click on the dots. And
we all have access. We all can get access to it.
Okay. Did you, Jared, refer to yourself as the digital savior, or did Matt? Because
I did,
whatever that was the best moment of this morning
so far.
Digital
hero.
Savior.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
The
hero.
Does digital hero. Is Drew on the phone still?
No.
No.
Does Drew know you have it?
Drew's
no.
Just sitting through all
that. We better tell Drew because he might be looking through thousands of files too.
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt he's doing that right now. I think we woke him up.